Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, continuing with Gary Rivlin, the author of the new book, highly recommended for you who are mysteriously persuaded that AI has a place in your life, but you're reluctant because you don't understand it. Gary's book will explain everything. It's about personalities. It's about very well-to-do and very successful men, most of whom live on the West Coast of the United States, and their talent to keep pushing, even though they can never want again. They keep pushing. AI Valley. We go now to OpenAI and Sam Altman and what happens in 2018, 2019, and 2023. It's something called GPT-1, GPT-2, and GPT-3. What are they doing, Gary, that makes it more and more powerful and more successful?
Well, I mean, GPT-2 was trained on 10 times the information as GPT-1 was, the same with GPT-3 through GPT-2. And, you know, what it got better at is writing things that were more, they could write in full paragraphs by GPT-2. By GPT-3, it could kind of get nuances in language. GPT-4 would come out in 2023, in early 2023. OpenAI is now about GPT-4.5. And, you know, they get more powerful each year, in part because the computing power is getting exponentially better with each passing year. There's more data, and they're being trained on more data. They're able to consume more data. Pi, which we mentioned before, it's like trained on 1.5 trillion words. So they're digesting what, you know, no thousand humans could ever digest in a lifetime. And so they're getting more powerful because of the training and because of the power of the computer.
OpenAI is making this huge progress, and its relationship with Microsoft is comfortable. And the head of Microsoft, a man named Satya Nadella, is extremely successful in managing this developing tool within the empire. And Microsoft, and I learned from Gary that there were years where Microsoft was out of favor with journalism, which surprised me, Gary, because I've always followed it from a consumer's point of view, never from a journalist's point of view. But I believe OpenAI established it again as the frontier of AI. Is that correct?
Right. So, you know, Microsoft, I mean, they brought in a lot of money, made a lot of profits every year with, you know, Office and Windows and other products, but they were no longer leading edge. The analogy would be IBM, another company that makes, you know, tons of money, but are they presenting us with the future like the greatest Silicon Valley companies did? But with AI, suddenly Microsoft's at the cutting edge again, largely because of their investment in OpenAI. They played that really well, but, you know, fast forward to the end of 2023, to November of 2023, Microsoft had put all their eggs in the basket of this one startup that's based in San Francisco. And again, it's a nonprofit board. OpenAI is run, they're trying to change this now, but right now it's being run by a nonprofit board overseeing a for-profit entity. And so in November 2023, this nonprofit board fires Sam Altman and, you know, shocks Silicon Valley. Like, he's pretty much CEO of the year. He's the most extraordinary, you know, startup CEO the Valley had seen in some time. But, you know, the board felt that he was giving short shrift to trust and safety, which of course was the original idea for the company. That was a priority of the OpenAI board. And it frightened Microsoft. Oh my goodness, we're putting all our eggs in this basket, because when he's fired, within a few days, almost every one of the 700 employees said, if he's fired, we're out of here. And so this company that was on paper worth about $90 billion then could be suddenly worth zero. And what would Microsoft do? If, you know, suddenly they're all their eggs in their basket and the basket went, you know, just fell on the floor and every egg broke.
I like the moment in your book when Satya Nadella gets a phone call saying Altman's been fired. It's a I can hear the music, can't you, Gary, at this point? And Satya Nadella gains everything he's ever had for flattery in how he handled that. What did he do?
Well, you know, he's a pretty even-keeled fellow, but I think this did even shock Mr. Even-keeled, you know, Nadella kind of thing. And so, yeah, they immediately have a meeting, like, what should we do? Do we just go along with this? No. This would be insane. And so they very smartly offered Altman, like, hey, we'll hire you. You could do everything you're doing with OpenAI. You could do it within Microsoft, the advantage of Microsoft. They don't have to license anything. It's theirs and all. And we'll hire anyone you want us to hire. And so, you know, essentially, let's just recreate the band, but inside Microsoft. Within 5 days, the board of OpenAI realized, like, if we let Altman go, if we don't rehire him, there won't be any company worth saving. And so Altman, within 5 days, right before Thanksgiving, he retakes the reins as CEO, and this thought of, you know, going to Microsoft falls by the wayside. But fast forward to March of 2024, only a few months later, that's when Nadella essentially hires everyone from Inflection. That's the company that Mustafa Suleiman and Reid Hoffman started. And so now Suleiman, not Sam Altman, is the CEO within Microsoft of their AI efforts. And virtually everyone who worked for Inflection under Suleiman, it was about 75 employees, now works at Microsoft. And Microsoft presumably will come out with their EQ bot that, you know, matches the emotional intelligence of Pi, which, you know, they stress is more kind and it's more of a conversation. You know, you ask one of these chatbots, what should I do about something? They'll give you a list of five things. With, you know, Pi, and now presumably what Microsoft's going to come out with, it's more of a dialogue, the way you would talk to a friend or colleague.
Yes, I contribute in preparing for Gary. I had a lengthy conversation with Pi through my morning about Roman theater, especially the Roman comedic playwright Terence. And Pi was very engaging, had lots to say. There were some inconsistencies, but it was fun. And 24 hours later, because Pi doesn't have a perfect memory yet, I asked Pi how many people had ever inquired about Terence, born in Carthage, who wrote the very famous The Brothers play. And Pi said, I'm sorry, I don't have that information. And that's very impressive, Gary, that they've taught the machine to admit that it doesn't know absolutely everything.
And, you know, it's interesting that so we talked about the training of these models. A key element is the fine tuning, where you teach it basically, like, you don't always have to say, you don't have to be a know-it-all. You know, saying I don't know is an important trait for a bot. But they had to really teach it everything, how to have a conversation, how to synthesize all that. All that was done by humans fine-tuning these models. You know, some of the more interesting stuff in writing this book was spending time with the folks at Inflection. They have what they call personality engineers. Obviously, a bot can't have a personality, but they wanted to give it traits, like be kind, don't be rude. And so they kind of show them good examples and bad examples, and over time made Pi able to say, I don't know, or, oh, that was a very smart answer, John. You know, it uses flattery. I mean, again, it's obviously not human, but it's learned from humans. And so it has what I would call human traits, even though it's a bot. And by the way, that's the future. I think some people will be scandalized by this, but I think in not that many years, there's going to be a lot of people who have romantic relationships with this thing. Like, you know, as a therapist, like, well, it's better to have a therapist rather than a bot. But if you can't afford the hundreds of dollars a month it costs for a therapist, these bots are going to start to act like therapists, you know, serve in a role like therapists in the lives of people.
How do Pi and ChatGPT work together? These are two companies that are in proximity. How does that work?
Yeah, you're putting your finger on a source of tension because, you know, Microsoft, through their deal, their major investor, OpenAI, has access to their models. But, you know, Sam Altman's smart enough to know that Microsoft's creating a potential rival to OpenAI. So there's a lot of tension between the two companies. And, you know, let's give Satya Nadella credit. You know, he's diversifying. You know, he's saying, okay, maybe OpenAI and ChatGPT and its various products, OpenAI's various products, maybe that's going to be our answer. Maybe we'll have our own chatbot inside. Maybe they'll live side by side. You know, Microsoft, like other major companies, they're investing in rival models because, again, they have the money, and, you know, there's more ways to win. If you own horses 1, 3, and 5 in a race, your odds of winning that race, you know, go up. And that's really kind of the strategy of Microsoft and these other major companies that, okay, we'd rather create ourselves, but we'd like a handsome payoff as a major investor in a company like OpenAI.
To return to Sam Altman and the melodrama, if I were asking Pi, why was he fired that day? Is there an answer? Is there one answer?
There is not one answer. That was the great mystery. You know, to me, some of it could be that Altman's running OpenAI, but at the same time, he has a side business running a venture capital fund. At the same time, he's getting into deals with other Silicon Valley figures to co-found other companies. Like, wait a second, you're in a pretty intense battle to win this battle for chatbots. Now we're moving into personal agents, which is essentially chatbots that could take action on behalf of people. Why are you devoting time to these other activities? I don't think that's the reason why, but that was among the theories why the OpenAI got the board got tired of him. You know, he was pretty arrogant. He didn't really take them seriously. So it could have been personal. But to me, it all boils down to, was OpenAI giving enough attention to the trust and safety issue? And by the way, a number of leading people have left OpenAI because they feel that they've jumped to Anthropic or other companies or created other companies because they don't think OpenAI is being true to its original mission of AI, safe AI for humanity. Instead, it's just a race to win.
And when Musk made that bid for AI, OpenAI, is that more...
In 2018, yeah.
Is that more of the melodrama, Musk getting involved as well?
Well, Musk was really frustrated. He put all this money into OpenAI, hoping to best Google, and dating back to 2018, OpenAI was far behind Google. So I think that was just a point of frustration from Musk. I'm not going to fund you anymore. I'm willing to, you know, fold you into Tesla. I'm willing to take you on as a subsidiary, but I'm not going to write checks anymore. Now it's very personal between Altman and Musk. And, you know, I understand why. Musk has a leading chatbot. OpenAI has a leading chatbot. They're competitors. And of course, there's the personal history underneath that.
The book is AI Valley, Microsoft, Google, and the $1 trillion race to cash in on artificial intelligence. Gary Rivlin is the author. And if you've noticed, we've not mentioned Mr. Zuckerberg. You're right. Here we go.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.